up to the eyes, and his fingers would ink up to the knuckles. He looked obviously at Waverly as he approached the little green rail, which fenced his desk and stool from the approach of the vulgar. Nothing could give the Bailey more annoyance than the idea of his acquaintance being claimed by any of the unfortunate gentlemen who were now so much more likely to need assistance than to afford profit. But this was the rich young Englishman, who knew what might be his situation. He was the Baron's friend,